Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. This is Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, and we are here to welcome all of you to the broadcast tonight. We are being heard. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We're being heard all over the world in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, Afghanistan, India, Russia, China, you name it, literally all over the world, and to God be the glory. We'd like to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruit International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening, where there's a shift in Christian and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And God bless you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. Thank you for the introduction and for all of you who are here tonight. Oh, on the blog line, we've got a phenomenal and exciting new, you might say, style on the blog line. And that is to let you, allow you to give your prayer request, tell what you need from God. And then after that, we thank God for you and with you 1,000 times for bringing your heart's desire to pass. Amen. We thank him 1,000 times in advance. Like we know he's going to do it. In fact, we do know he's going to do it. Our faith looks up to thee, thou land of Calvary. And listen, it's so exciting. I don't know who wouldn't want to get a prayer. I want to get it in this prayer request. Because I got people after I make it. Going to thank God 1,000 times in advance for me to receive the prayer request, asking God to do it, and then thanking God 1,000 times like they know it's going to happen. Faith moves God. That's why I've got enough, faith to know that something is going to happen. If I got people all around me who are joining in with me and believing God with me, the Bible says, if you have the faith, there's a grain of a mustard seed. You can speak to the mountain and command that it would move, and it shall move. And if any two of us shall agree on earth as touching anything that we shall ask, anything that we shall ask, it shall be done for us of the Father. I believe that's Matthew 16:20. If we have the faith and the grain of mustard seed, yeah, we can speak. Oh, my God. I believe Matthew 18:19. Yeah. Again, I say to you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. So we're not more than two people who are agreeing on this line. And then we're going to thank you 1,000 times for your request to be made come to pass. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know who wouldn't want that. I don't know. If you don't want it, let me have it. Amen. Jesus. Let's go to God with our prayer request in just a moment here. Let me have those prayer requests. Anybody have one? And we certainly want you to receive your prayer request. That's why we will thank him 1,000 times for you. Knowing that the scripture says, and the captivity of Job was turned, we prayed for his friends. Amen. God bless you. Who on the line tonight? We get a blessing out of this. If you just give your prayer request and receive the prayer request, that's a blessing in it for you. I'm going to ask for volunteers, otherwise I'll do it, because I know there's a blessing in this. Amen. Sister Jerry Hall, are you there? Could you do it? Who would receive the prayer request tonight? And then ask God to bless these folks. And then we're going to thank him 1,000 times in advance for all these requests coming to pass. Who will do that? Anybody? You don't jump in there, I'm going to jump in there. Anybody want to take the prayer request? There's a blessing in it for you. All right, God bless you. Are there any prayer requests tonight? Let me give one. I want if y'all would pray for and thank God 1,000 times for Lady Betty. Amen. God bless her. Dr. Betty Johnson. Right, anybody else? Let me open the lines for you all and then so you can make your prayer request known and get ready to thank him with me 1,000 times. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. Okay? Your line is open. Is there anybody who has a prayer request? Let it be known right now. Okay? Anybody?
Yes, sir.
What?
Yes,
give
sir. Your
name real quickly. Give
me your name. Hi, this Sheila Brown at 913, Pastor Johnson. I don't know what happened. I had when you offered about the prayer request and anyone want to take them. I said, yes, sir, 3 times, and I don't know what happened, why you did not hear me when I was saying yes, sir.
Your line wasn't open, but it's open now, okay. So why don't you just go ahead and receive the prayer request and give yours first, okay?
Yes, sir. My prayer request that you, first, I'd like to give honor to God who first in my life and give honor to all the saints and friends that's on the prayer line. And my prayer request is that we all come back stronger on the prayer line. I remember when I started January 16th, my birthday with you all, January 17th, 2016. That was my birthday with you all, and my prayer request is in the beginning we were it was so much power, and it still is power, and the Holy Ghost is still with us. But you guys, I noticed that we slacked off just a little bit, and my I've gained so much strength from you mothers, you women, you men, all you people have encouraged me enough to where I call this line every day, and I got so much encouragement in the beginning from lots of people, and I really thank the Lord for you all prayers. My prayer request is that we come back stronger. We come back stronger. We're strong now, but I remember it was a little bit more fire. And I just pray that we come back powerful, like we're supposed to be powerful, like it was January the 16th. Those first 2 weeks where I started out, I know it's just a little bit slack out, but my prayer request that we keep on going powerful, because y'all know prayer is the only thing that works for us and that's going to work. And if we all pray together and work together, God is going to bless us tremendously to pray for one another and to help each other out.
Oh, that
was continue to do what we need to do. The prayer line is open.
And Sister Brown, I want to thank you for those words. Those are words of encouragement. Yeah, we as people of God have to be able to take chastisement. Amen. That helps us to grow to another level. But let me just share with you what happened. Some of y'all got your line making a lot of noise. And then we want you to measure it. And then watch the line so you won't have a lot of noise. But what happened is that after we told about how many praises were going up to God, the devil got so jealous, he started listening to the airwaves and the programming and everything. We get off for 2 or 3 times, and then because of the technology, it caused us to be late several times. That was not because of us, but because of technology. We were there.
Yes.
So the enemy tried his best to destroy this line. And I found out by checking the numbers, instead of him destroying it, it has grown. Yeah, so now what he's trying to do is keep the saints from having that fervency, that excitement, that joy. So because he couldn't get us in the numbers, so now he's trying to get us, get them not to be as fiery as they were. But that's coming back strongest. But I'm glad you're saying what you said. because it makes people cognizant of where God brought them from. And now the enemy's trying to block them. Don't let the devil block you. When we start our praise, let's get in there and let's go. See, this is the line that takes me closer to when I was a boy. And I used to hear those family prayers. They come up together and they pray around the altar, and it would sound like just a roar of praises, a roar of requests. That's what we in. On this line, you'll find the old church like they used to do more than ever before. This is the line of that old church. So thank you, Sister Brown. Go ahead and get some prayers up, and then we're going to pray for them, and then we're going to start. We're going to go back to the old church and just thanking together, praising together.
Amen. All right, amen. Good evening. Anybody? Hi, my name is. Amen. Anybody have any prayer requests?
Good evening. This is Ambassador Elect Frierson from Michigan. Yes, I would like to request prayer for myself, health reason. I'm having problems with my knees.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
thank
ma'am,
you.
Ms. Frierson.
Let me ask you something, Sister Frierson. Ambassador Elect Frierson, may I ask you something?
Yes.
Now, have you tried that 10W-40?
Oh, no. Tell me more.
We were on the prayer line this morning, and we were getting those old remedies, old remedies. And somebody said, y'all might laugh. Well, they didn't say that, those two words, but they said that you want to try some 10W-40. And people started to laugh. But that stuff works. Amen.
It does.
Amen. It works. Try some of that on your knees. Pray some on there and rub it on there.
Okay.
Before you do that, put the oil and the anointing. I'm going to bless some on there tonight. That works. That works. I know a lady who had all kind of, I don't know what you call them, puffed up, I don't know what, but big puffs of sores all I don't know, it's all over her leg. And I dropped some of that blessed oil on one of them, and it burst, and all that stuff started running everywhere. But I know this oil of the anointing works. Put it on your knees and see, don't take the illness out. But you got to have faith to believe you. Amen. You got the faith, God has the power. Go ahead, Ambassador.
Okay. I'm going to try it. Thank you.
All right. Amen. All right.
This is Elect Mother Wilson.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have to try something on my arms. When I lay down, my arms hurt so bad. But I'm requesting prayer for that to wake me up, hurting from my shoulders down to my elbow, forearm. So I'm requesting for that.
We're going to pray for you, but in your arms and what?
It's just in both of my arms, from my shoulders down to my elbow.
All right.
Arthur Riley.
That's right.
I'm going to pray for arthritis tonight. And then I'm going to pray for that. I'm going to bless that oil if the Lord says the same. Ask God to bless it. And then I want you to put it on your arm, from your arm down to your shoulders. Oh, and elbows, okay?
Thank you,
Dean. Thank you. All right. Go ahead, Sister Brown.
I think we have any more.
This is Sister Lucille, and I'm asking for peace within me and my children, and obedience for my children. And also, I'm asking the saints to pray for me. I've been having a headache up and on all day and pain, chest pain.
All right. Go ahead. Jump in there, Sister Tom. Sister Sheila.
Hi. We have any more prayer requests?
Yes, pray for Sister Baker and her family, because I pray for a lot of people and go on the street and pray for a lot of people and then feel and I just keep me up in prayer, because when you're working for others and praying for others, I need to continue for her, my spirit. energy.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Lex Peterson. I pray for my son Charles and his family. Everybody at home, pray for their home. They move back in their house. You say, I let you pray for the blessing of the Lord be in there. So, too many people going in and out there, so pray for the blessing of their home.
Sister Peterson, who was that you wanted to make it home?
Also, praying for my son Charles and his family. They moved back into their home, and they didn't have a lot of people going in and out. So I would pray that the Lord would have a blessing in the home instead of too much evil going on in there.
Yes, ma'am.
So jealous, so, you know, I want to pray for that.
For yes, them. Ma'am. Yes, ma'am, Ms. Peterson.
For their home.
Yes, sir. Ma'am, excuse
me. Anybody else?
This is Sister Karen Brown. I was requesting prayer for the husband's family. He lost his wife today.
Who did?
The husband's. She didn't die today. Her funeral's tomorrow. She died Sunday. Husband's, like husband with an S on the end of it.
Uh-huh. Husband's family?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. What was your name, ma'am?
Karen Brown.
Thank you, Sister Karen.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We'll take maybe one more. Sister Christy, take one more.
We have one more. We have room for one more prayer request. We know God has been good, so we're waiting. Anyone
right.
else?
It's good. We'll just pray for those that we got. And I want you all to understand now, I've explained this a few times, but I want you all to understand the format of the blog line now. We take a prayer request, and then we thank God 1,000 times in advance for how he's going to bless you and answer these prayer requests. In other words, our faith is extended to praise God 1,000 times for your prayer being answered. I don't know how you can beat that. Amen. Everybody ought to want to just jump on the prayer line because there are so many miracles that are going to happen. You will see it come to pass and things coming forward. You'll see the blog line will sound like a roar of praise. And this one lady, Sister Christy, was one of the ones who brought it to your attention that you don't want to slack off. You want to praise him even more. Some of y'all just sitting on the line, taking up space, not even praising God. There are others who want to praise God who can't get on. They wish they could get on. So don't let it be said that you were on the front line praising God. Amen. This is a privilege. Everybody, millions of people on this front line listening and cannot be heard. And if you can be heard, you ought to be ashamed of yourself not really being heard because there's so many people who want to take your place. You love to be able to vocalize in their praise unto God. We got some Africans who would just really be praising and giving God glory to be heard. So don't let it be said that you're not praising God in every area of culture. Let's pray. Give you about a minute to make your request known unto the Lord, every one of you. You have a request of God. Make it known to God. And after we pray for about a minute, I'll give you about a minute, then we'll come back and pray. And then we'll begin to thank him 1,000 times for answering your prayer in the name of Jesus.
I have a prayer request for Dr. Stern.
For Dr. Stern.
Yes.
All right. Okay, we'll do that. Anybody else before we close? All right. So it's time for you to make your prayer request. This music is for you. About a minute. God bless you. Thank you. Somebody's got a lot of noise in your background. Charlie, you wanna be cognizant of that. You wanna be cognizant of the noise behind you. It's not good. You know, rubbing on the phone, rubbing around the phone, working around the phone. You hear all those noises. You don't wanna do that. You disturb others. And it's so very important that you have reverence for God as you have reverence on your job. Amen. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, my God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for all your goodness and kindness.
Thank you.
And for every request we made here on this prayer line. God, people need you. They're making requests of you, Lord. And they need your help. Would you help them in Jesus' name? Oh, God. Every request being made, Lord, I'm asking you to grant in the name of Jesus. Grant
thank you, Jesus.
Yes. For giving their thank hearts you. Desire. You know every prayer request. You. We're asking you to bring it to pass. Oh, if anything of us shall agree on earth, was touching anything that we shall ask, it shall be done for us. And we just ask that you would do it in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. And God, I'm asking you, let there be a great cry of rejoicing, Lord, in all these area codes, 912 and 8314 and 913 and 816 and 757 and 847. All of these area codes, and we're opening their lines, Lord, that they may be in blessing. I got 773 and 111 and all these area codes, 219. All of these area codes, 314, on and on and on. I'm asking God to let them praise you and let them come like war horses, praising you and giving you glory, not ashamed of anybody. They can praise their way to a miracle, God. They can praise their way to a miracle, to a butterfly. Those are awesome miracles, Lord. They can listen to their voices. And giving you praise and adoration and glory as we open up this line for them to have a voice in you. I'm asking you, Lord, not let them be ashamed, but to come forward with the praise. Yeah. And the praise to go up. Blessings do come out. And we thank you. Let's praise them. You can praise your way to a miracle, you can praise your way to your healing. You can praise your way for your financial blessing. You can praise your way out of the hospital. You can praise your way to financial blessing in your home. Amen. And I'm inviting you to open up your mouth and let's praise the Lord. Praise check everybody. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let's give him a thousand thanks. Thank you. 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 Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Where are you? Come on, pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Russia, join us in the praise. Afghanistan,
Thank you, Lord.
We get all the glory.
Thank
so
you,
need
Jesus.
To come on and be for real, and be for real, and don't stop in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm. Don't quit. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you.
And I hear one more thing. I hear one more thing, Pastor, and it's some blessings going to come in somebody's mailbox. If people going to come to the block line and keep on thanking God, it's a financial blessing going to come in through the mail. Somebody looking for a special financial blessing is coming in the mail.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. And some lump sums of money going to start coming. Lump sums of money going to start coming. And I'm picking up that chump chain when you said bled that chump chain. And it's going to turn to what you said about that chump chain. I can hear that word, chump
yeah.
chain. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Don't come into lump sums of money. Thank you, Jesus. And
thank
when
you.
The money comes, just come bless Pastor and bless his ministry and Dr. Betty because it's sure coming.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. We receive it.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory.
Thank you. I receive it in the name of Jesus.
I receive it, Lord.
I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, don't worry about them children. He got them. He got the children.
Oh, thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive
it in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Let it be me, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
This is a healing line right here. Healing.
Thank you, Lord.
And we give Father God all his praises and all his glory. We said thank him for it. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Pastor,
hallelujah.
You going over and not under. God going to bless you with more than another. No.
Thank you, Jesus.
Then you might get discouraged, but don't you quit.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
The more people give to be a blessing on this line, the more God going to be a give me.
Woo, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
The more people give, there'll be a blessing to you on this block line, the more God going to give to them.
Glory
to God. The more they give, the more they're going to receive. It's going to be more than enough. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Their children are going to be blessed. And the children that's coming, some people on the block are going to have more grandchildren. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? I'm getting too old. There's no age for God. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
God don't look at age. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory to God. I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Woo, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Going over, not under. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Praise
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise you. Praise you, Lord. Yes, thank you, thank you,
thank,
thank
you. Thank
you
for the healing, Lord. Thank you for the healing, Lord.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Pastor Johnson's on your back in your hands. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you.
You had a great night, a great time tonight. Anybody else want to say something before we close? Anybody? Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
all
Jesus.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to pronounce this prayer over you all and receive it. Heavenly Father, as you go, I ask that you bless them in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless their going out. Bless their coming in. Bless their family. Bless their home. Bless them with great health. Bless them with great strength. Shake the chunk tree. Bless them
financially.
In the name of Jesus. Bless everything they're doing. Let everything they touch be blessed.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you, hallelujah. I receive it in the name of Jesus. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you,
Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God. All right, may y'all have a wonderful night. Keep the time
on.
Oh,
Pastor,
good
night. Thank you, everybody.
Thank
you. I enjoyed it. God bless.
Thank you.
I love everybody.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus. Ooh, glory.
Thank you, Lordy.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, God.
Have a good night. God bless all y'all. Have a good night.
Good night, and God bless you, Dr. Johnson.
Good night.
God bless you.